Welcome to installment 185 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment 78, that of separating the sacrifice called Meiser Behema, one-tenth of all the animals born in a certain year. The sacrifice of Meiser derives from the book of Leviticus towards the end of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 32. Which states, V'chol maser bochor v'tzein, that any tenth of the cattle or the sheep, kele sheyaver tachas ha-shovet, which passes under the rod, ha-asiri yiyah kedish l'ashem, the tenth one should be holy to God. This is the law of the sacrifice of Meiser, that the tenth animal, meaning one out of ten, must be brought as a sacrifice to Jerusalem. It also must be consumed in Jerusalem. After the fat and blood were offered on the altar, it could be eaten l'chol adam, as we say in the Mishnah Izel Makeman, that the owners are allowed to eat from this sacrifice. Unlike the bechor, the firstborn, which could be eaten only by the kohenim, this was consumed by the owner of the animal itself. The calculation of the firstborn animals had to be brought every single year. Therefore, as many animals as were born in a single year, for example, 100 animals out of one's herd, were born, a person would have to bring 10 of these animals as sacrifices to the temple in Jerusalem. After they were brought as sacrifices, of course, he could eat them, but nevertheless, they had to be eaten in Jerusalem and had to be first brought as sacrifices. These calculations had to be made every single year. Therefore, a person could not total the birth in his flocks for a number of years and then bring it all together. Rather, the individual calculation for every year had to be made. In addition, it would not be enough to take any 10 animals. As the procedure is described, that all of the animals had to be driven into a barn, a limited area, which had one exit, a small door. The mothers of these animals would be kept outside of this barn, and as they would cry out to their children, the younger animals would push to come out through the door. Since only one could come out at a time, they would pass underneath the rod that was held above this door, and they were counted. The first animal, the second, the third. As the tenth one came out, a declaration was made that this one was Meiser, the tenth animal, and this one was sanctified to be brought as a sacrifice, Ha'asiri Yiyah Kedish. The tenth was declared to be sanctified. Then a red stripe was painted on the animal so that it could not be later on mistaken for one of the non-sanctified animals. This Meiser, the tenth animal, was unique in many respects. First of all, it applied equally in the land of Israel or outside Israel. In addition, by biblical decree, the command equally applies whether we're during the times of the temple or after the times of the temple. Even now, when the temple is no longer in existence, the biblical commandment of Meiser applies just as it did before. However, the Rambam points out that this would lead to too many difficulties, and there is therefore a rabbinical decree that since a person might come to eat this Meiser, that if he counted the animals and declared one to be sanctified as the tenth animal, and later on ate it, he would be violating a very severe prohibition. Therefore, by rabbinic decree, we do not count and sanctify and separate Meiser Behema, the tenth of the animals. All of these commandments and its details are explained in the last chapter of the Talmudic tractate Bechoros. An interesting reason behind this commandment, tying it in with the Bechor, the firstborn, are brought in different Sforim. It is explained that the Bechor is the first of the animals which is born. In addition, Meiser represents in some extent the last of everything, the last in counting, that since in the universe, for example, in the 10 spheros, the 10 levels of creation in each of the worlds, 10 is the last aspect. 10 is in essence a complete unit. Therefore, the 10th represents the last. So therefore, we are commanded to sanctify the first of the animals, with the firstborn, the Bechor. So too we sanctify the last of the animals, so to speak, the tenth of every group of 10 animals, therefore indicating that the first of what we own and the last of what we own, everything is dedicated to God. That from the beginning of the creation to the end of creation, everything is under God's guidance. Everything was created by Him, and everything is under His providence. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvot. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.